The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are coming to you from Route 66. We got our kicks. We're headed over to Sepulpa, and we're looking at some fine, fine cars. The 29th annual Route 66 blowout is underway, and we're just getting started here. We're watching the parade of cars actually all come in, all kinds of old cars, classic cars, vintage cars, trucks, cars, four-wheelers, all kinds. Everything is here. And we've got our panel of experts here, as usual. And Brian is in for Troy today with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
It's good to have you here. This is the 29th annual Route 66. And we've been out here for several years now doing this, and this is such a fun event. How many entrants do they have in this? I know you were checking earlier.
Yeah, I talked to Cindy earlier, and they've got over 150 that were pre-registered, and they're expecting about double that by the time everybody gets here.
And wow.
We've just seen them rolling in this morning.
It is amazing always to see these because they're not just down Dewey. They're all the side streets, and it actually curves around all the way to really on the main street, too.
Yeah, we were expecting a lot of cars today, and it's going to be a beautiful day to get out, especially if you can get out this morning while it's a little bit cooler.
Yeah, it's actually going to warm up a little bit later on. We have 80 degrees now in Tulsa. By the way, we've got some four packs of tickets to the Lake Auto Auction that's coming up June 7th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. If you'd like to go to that, we'll take caller number 7 right now, 918-460-KRMG, and caller number 7 wins a four-pack of tickets to the Lake Auto Auction with KRMG. So start off right off the bat giving stuff away. As a matter of fact, and Lloyd Bolden is here, the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, and the inventor of PC41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. You've made it over here, and we got you brought some of your PC41s to give away, too.
I did. Give people something to do this afternoon.
Yeah, they can shine up some of these cars. Most of these cars look pretty good shape, though.
This is just like, I don't know what this is like. It's like dying, going to heaven.
It's amazing, isn't it? Now, what kind of car is that one over there? Would is that a Ford?
That maroon one?
Yeah.
That's about a 23 model. No, 20. That's about a 29 model A Tudor. That's a hot rod. It's not
a
stock car.
They've souped it up. That's Tom Sewell with Tulsa Gas Technology. And so it's some incredible cars. There's a convertible going by. We'll try to do some live streaming a little bit later on as well on Instagram at KRMG Tulsa. So you may kind of watch for that, and we'll give you a little more insight as to what's going on. But make your plans to come on by. It's going on today. A lot of stuff going on for the kids. Lots of things for a lot of food. There's all kinds of activities for kids and things going on, isn't there, Brian?
That's true. Down by the City Hall, they had all those smokers going. And just walking by
this morning
and smelling that barbecue is like, okay, barbecue for breakfast, man. May not be a bad idea. It smells really good.
Not too bad at all.
Lots of food vendors out here.
And you've got a bunch of hats to give away.
Yep, we got some hats we're going to give away. And we're down here off Oak and Dewey. So we're going to have a blast this morning.
So we've got some Cecil & Son Tires hats to give away. Yeah, we're on Dewey Street, right at Oak. And this is where the car registration is. So if you know where the registration is, that's where we're broadcasting from right now. We'll still be set up here for a while through the day. So if you make it on by, just say, hey, give me one of them hats. We'll get to you.
If you're here coming in to register, we're right across from First United Bank.
Yes, that's a good reference point there. All right, Tom Sewell's just back from the Indy 500. We talked to you there, and you got your Indy 500 shirt. And, man, that is an exciting event to go to. Just being in that kind of a crowd has got to be incredible.
Well, there's over 300,000 people, and that facility is about a three-quarters of a mile by about a mile and a half square or rectangle. And you shove 300,000 people in there, and you're going to see it all.
Oh, man. It just looked – I watched some of it on TV. We saw you there. You were in turn three.
Yeah, yeah, I was waving.
I saw you. I saw you waving. Yeah, we could pick you right out immediately.
Well, you see my Batman shirt, and that spots me.
Oh, man. You know, it's besides Route 66, whether you're traveling on Route 66 or just traveling in general, this is beginning – really, school's out now, getting out, and a lot of people hitting on the road, heading down the highway, looking for adventure. You know, they're
– Well, the road between here and Indianapolis, it took us about 11 hours to drive up there, and we went to some other races while we were there, and there was traffic nonstop.
Oh, man, it's incredible. And I know AAA is doing a thing in Broken Arrow today at their store there, checking people's batteries. Batteries, we've talked about that a lot, but certainly that's something that you don't go very far if your battery's failing. And with the heat we've had, the sudden change in the temperature, that's when some of those things fail, isn't it?
Well, yep, and that's a good service to go have put a load test on your battery. Just let you know. I mean, it gives you a good signal what that thing's going to do, that you're going to make it through the summer.
Yeah. And, Brian, you guys at Cecil & Sons do that all the time, don't you?
Oh, yes. We're happy to do that for you. And that's something a lot of that will slip up on you very easily. I mean, most batteries 4, 5, 6 years old start going south, and you just got to really watch them.
Yep. It is amazing.
And that little red light on the dash, too, that has
little battery,
like a voltage symbol, that's the charting system. That's the other one you want to watch.
So if you see that come on.
Yeah. If it comes on and stays on, just get someplace quick.
Yeah, it is something you don't want to have to deal with. You know, a good thing, we've talked about winter driving kits. Something to have with you in the summer is some things in the car in case, you know, your battery fails. Have a battery pack with you. I carry one with me now. You only get trapped one time out somewhere, and you think, you know, I could have had my battery pack with me, and that would have at least got me into town, you know, got me started.
I give those jump boxes to my kids for Christmas, and it is the best.
Oh, yeah.
And it saves me from having to go jump them.
Well, that's true.
Well, and they're so small now.
They're so small.
I mean, used to, you're thinking jump box is big, heavy thing you lug out. Well, like we have at the stores, you know, for if we're jumping a diesel or something or a regular car. But they're just so small now, it's a great gift idea just to put back with your safety gear in the trunk.
Well, anyway, they're offering those free battery checks, but of course you can do that anytime at Cecil & Sons in Sepulpa or in Sand Springs, and get your battery checked out. And I've done that. I've swung by and, Lloyd, you've checked my battery. I said, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. And sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's okay. It's
just sometimes they'll be borderline, and those are the hardest to check.
Yeah.
But when they do warn you, and we've said it many times, get another battery.
Your summer driving kit, probably you don't want your Chunky in there this time
because
it'll melt this time of weather. Boy, this sudden change in weather has got to have an effect. Has an effect on people, has an effect on pets, and certainly has an effect on your vehicle. If your car's been, you know, in a cooler situation, one of the things you want to check is your cooling system.
Yeah, there is nothing worse than be sitting in an intersection and see a gauge start creeping up or a light flash on.
Yeah.
And it just, you think, why didn't I check that? And now you're out here stuck. And, of course, people are very patient. You understand that?
Oh, sure. Yes, they are always
patient. And, boy,
patient.
They just go nuts when somebody doesn't move when a light changes.
When we were in traffic in Indy, we were in traffic probably 45, 50 minutes. And you're sitting there with the air on and everything. And that's all I was worried about was, you know, I didn't do the 100% hard service before I left. I checked all the liquids, but I didn't get under it and do that deal. And I just thought, I'm going to blow a hose off. I'm going to do something.
All right. We're taking your text messages as usual here at 95920. If you have a question for us, you can just text it out to us here. And I don't understand this text message. It says, don't forget to talk to Troy. Of course, Troy can't be here today, but Brian's here, about putting inner tubes in Dad's tires.
Oh, that's my dad. Yeah, so here's what we got.
Yes, inner tubes.
Yeah, we got a 1929 Model A, and we had new tires put on it, and the pinched a tube. So I need to come by and get you guys, one of your guys that's got old tire experience, to put that new rubber liner in there where the spokes are.
Yep.
And then put a new tube in it. And then, you know, really, when they get them up on a tire machine, it always spooks me. They need to use the spoons and spoon that tire on.
We can do it.
Yeah, I knew you could.
You guys can find any kind of tire. Now, some of these tires that are on these, you know, classic cars, vintage cars,
Look at that.
Wow.
It's
a dummy bomb. It looks like a bomb from World War II or something. You're being towed by another car. That's a 40s. That's a 40s vintage car there. Several of those going by right now. This is where we're sitting here. This is where the cars are all coming in. Now, they'll be parked. Everybody comes in early to get a good spot, you know. But they will be coming in all through the show here. So
that's some 55 Chevys.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole three or four. Yep. There's a green one, a black one, red one.
That's a 56, that last one.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they're pretty.
Mm. Very pretty. Lots of Corvettes here, I noticed. Several of them sitting by. And these guys like to have you come by and talk to them. They want you to, you know, come by and look at their cars.
Well, they're gearheads.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's in their blood.
It is. And it's fun to look at these cars. Many of these cars have been either restored or just kept in storage. Many, I'm going to venture to say, all of these cars are kept inside time. They're coming out now, just dusting them off. Riley put the super shine on them here. And a lot of these older cars, I'm looking at one or two over there. I used to remember when I was a little kid, I thought that was what the old people drove. I thought these were old fogey cars. And now these are the hip-in cars
to have.
It's fun.
I've never seen a show that has this much variety.
There's a lot
incredible.
Of, yeah, you need to walk around and take a look at some of these here in a little bit. Later on through the morning, we'll be checking in with you and giving you some reports on some of these cars. And we'll talk to some of the actual owners of these vehicles, all different models, different years, all from the 20s all the way up to, the current cars, actually.
This character right here has got a 69 Camaro. He's one of my employees here. He brought the red 57 last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beautiful. It is 7:19. Let's take a break here. You are listening to Wheels. We're coming to you from the 29th annual Route 66 Blowout on Route 66. In Sepulpa, get your kicks, head on down and see us. You're listening to Wheels on KRMG. /7:21, we're back with Wheels here from Sepulpa, the Route 66 Blowout. Getting our kicks on Route 66. You know, fleet maintenance from Tulsa Gas Tech can keep your vehicle running good here in these hot summertime temperatures. Plus, it can help you with commercial paperwork that you have with some of the most of the commercial vehicles. And you can check their link on our Wheels page at KRMG.com. But once again, Tom, I'm seeing a lot of these commercial vehicles, trailers, trucks, all kinds of things just stopped. And they're walking around. They're looking at these things. And if they're not up to snuff, it could cost somebody thousands of dollars.
Well, and then the hard part is, like, if you get out of state and something happens, they're going to do what they call out of service. And you're going to park until it's fixed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or they're going to tow you off, or you'll bring another driver in and drive it off. But it can be pretty serious. So if you're going to take a commercial vehicle out of state, you need to come see me.
There are certain pieces of paperwork that you need to have with you all the time when you're in some of those situations. And if you don't have them, once again, it could be a fine.
You betcha. You've got to have your registration and your DOT annual inspection on your trucks and trailers with you when you go out of state.
Now, the registration in Oklahoma, just people driving cars don't have to carry them.
No, they don't.
But you do if you have a commercial vehicle.
If it's a commercial vehicle, you should have it in your vehicle. And, you know, I left out your insurance documents. You
better
have that.
Well, yeah, got to have that, too. But that, and plus, if you're over, 10,000 pounds, you're considered. Even if you're just pulling, you know, things that you would not necessarily consider commercial vehicle, if you're just pulling it around, it's over 10,000 pounds, they think you're commercial, right?
You betcha. It's your total rig. So it's combination of truck and trailer that would be over 10,000 pounds, and that's the gross rating, not what you have on it. You better not have more than 10,000 actual pounds on the load, but it's the gross rating of the combined two units or the single unit. If it's over 10 and you cross state lines and you're doing business, any kind of commerce, so you know, technically what they're looking at now is racers, bass fishermen, anybody that's doing something that's in commerce. You don't think about, you know, going to a fishing tournament in commerce, but if they're paying at that event, they consider that commerce.
Wow.
I think I've asked you before about this, but on car trailers, does that still apply if you got enough weight on it?
Well, if it's a car trailer, you know, it's a different deal. Like if you're coming to a hot rod thing like this and it's a benefit or whatever and you're not in business, then that's you don't have to have all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But, like, if you were hauling that as part of your business, going to take it somewhere, That's a commercial vehicle.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to fit sometime.
A lot of details, and you've put together a free booklet, really, that people can download for free and look at it, or you can help them get up to compliance at Tulsa Gas Tech, and I can get that off of your website.
You betcha, and it's free. And we had a guy do a smart thing this week. So he decided to start using us for his commercial motor vehicle. He brought his past records to us where we could scan them, and now we have that. So it gave our guys a little bit of a head start on what's happened to that vehicle over the last couple of years. It was almost like his doctor records. He brought in a file.
Well, you know, it's
very handy.
It's really that high tech now that you really have to have all that stuff, and having it online certainly makes it available to you wherever you happen to be.
Absolutely.
So that's a good deal. All right, 725 here on Wheels. Well, we've seen gas prices fluctuate a little bit. Oil, I saw oil was down to $65
a barrel.
Wow. And the reflection at the gas pumps are showing that. I filled up the other day for, well, it was, what was it down to?
$2.59 is what I seen it at Quick Trip today.
I saw one up here in Sepulpa for $2.55, I think, $2.56 a gallon. So it'll get back down there, it looks like, and especially if the oil stays down. Apparently the Saudis said, we won't pump that much. And then they go, yeah, we will. We'll pump, we'll go ahead and turn off on the spigot. So there's plenty of oil around, so it's going to go down for a little bit. So that's good. And anyway, a lot of people traveled over Memorial Day weekend when it was at the high price, of course.
Yes. Well, so, it was $3.05 in Indianapolis.
Really?
Yes.
Just for regular gas?
Regular
huh?
gas, yeah.
Man. And the 100% gas, I saw it down to, so it was $2.87 at one.
Something like that. It was higher in diesel today, is what I noticed.
That's interesting how those things don't proportionately go up and down. They will fluctuate a little bit.
Yes, it is really strange.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's give away another four pack of tickets to the Lake Auto Auction. This is coming up June 7th through the 10th at the River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. Take caller number 460-KRMG 460-5764. Caller number 7 wins four pack of tickets here with News 102.3 KRMG. And it is 7:27. We're coming to you from the 29th annual Route 66 Blowout right on Route 66 in Sepulpa. More of those vintage cars are coming in. They're getting all lined up, getting all shined up and ready to go. And there are already, I'd say, hundreds of cars lined up here on Dewey Street and on the side streets. And everybody's kind of got their little spot, their little corner picked out already. You know, some of them come in early. Oh, there goes the GTO.
Yeah.
It's about the only place you see GTOs. I saw a red one earlier, but you'll see them here at these kind of shows.
That's Chris Fletcher's. Yeah. And look at this this Pontiac right here. This thing wins awards everywhere it goes.
That looks like something mom and dad and six kids would get into.
Well, look at
somewhere.
The back.
Well, there are kids in the back setting up in the back.
That's a soccer mom car.
I know it. Yeah. It was a soccer mom car before there was soccer.
That is neat.
It is a family, one of those old family type cars, 60s, obviously, vintage. Mustangs, SS396, they're everywhere here. We'll take a break and back with the top stories in our 24-hour Fox News Center coming up next on KRMG.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. You know, if it's about your car, truck, or SUV, we've got you covered. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies welcome your questions on wheels on News 102.3 KRMG.
There we go. Now I'm getting in the mood for Route 66 cruising. By the way, you get information about compressed natural gas vehicles or any problems you might have with any of the Blue Energy fuel stations, all you have to do is text CNG to 313131, and your name goes in the hat, and every week, Tom, you select someone that can win a tank full of CNG.
We give them CNG every week, and then they sometimes they just want a beanie.
Yeah, sometimes. They may not want to wear them today. I don't know. It's a little warm today. I have to see what our highs today is going to be, but it's been toasty today. We're at the 29th annual Route 66 Blowout. By the way, you can get more information about CNG and converting your vehicle to compressed natural gas. It's on our wheels page at krmg.com. You get the links there to all of the things we talk about here, to Tom's CNG, to the upgrading and getting all the fleet maintenance requirements that you need to be up to snuff and compliance with the DOT rules and everything. Also have information about Lloyd's PC41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit, which we're giving away here, by the way. We got some kits to give away. Just come by and say, give me one of them. We'll give it to you. We've already given away some hats, J. Jimmy's got his hat on over there. He's looking good there with that. And Brian is in for Troy today with Cecil and Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa. And, Brian, we're looking here at, what was it, about 150 people pre-registered to come in?
That's right, Denver, 150 pre-registered, and they're expecting at least twice that. There's quite a line at the registration table just to the west of us right now. We've just seen a lot of people coming in, and expect to see a lot more here shortly.
So if someone had a classic, really shiny, nice car, and they said, well, I want to go show my car over here, they could just drive in here and basically get registered and park and...
Yeah, show,
show it
your
off.
Car, talk to the people about it. We have seen a bunch of clubs here represented. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. I think Lloyd mentioned it earlier on the radio that there's so much diversity here.
Yes,
I mean, just as we were talking on the break, we saw a bunch of Jeeps and four-wheel drives coming in back to the east. So we got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we sure do. And it ranges from the 1920s all the way to current cars and
trucks. I noticed a lot of these Denver are, they're from the generation, which would be mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have, down the way there, there's actually cars from the 60s. There's authentic hippies that's there with bell-bottom jeans on and, you know, long hair. And they're authentic. They'll say groovy and things like that if you go up and talk to them.
I haven't seen the tie-dye yet.
But we can
look for it. Maybe
I never made it to that point.
But some of those are here. If you want to experience a little bit of the 60s, you could do that.
Yeah, there's a little Dodge, one of those little boxy-looking pickups that's here that he's won.
Yes.
We met him last year.
Yes, that's right. We did talk to him. And, you know, there's so many here, too. Every color, every description. Lots of Corvettes. I'm assuming Corvette clubs. Everybody there's going to come in with several different models of Corvettes that are parked along the way here. And besides here, if you take this strings all the way up to Main Street and around, and if you go up on Main Street, you'll find Cecil and Sons Discount Tires right up there. And you guys have a little classic car show kind of every day because you've got Model T's right in your showroom, don't you?
We do. About every couple months we switch some stuff out. Right now we've got a couple Model T's, and in fact Troy's got his Mustang back down there. And
oh, does he?
Yep. So and people can come by any day and see those.
And Lloyd, that's one of yours. Is yours Model T, right?
Yes.
It is. What year is that?
It's 28.
1928. Can you drive that car?
I doubt it. I've driven it once, and every time I do, I have to get out the book.
It's like rubbing your stomach and patting your head.
It's really beyond that. It's like talking to a hippie.
You have to advance the timing.
It's all kinds
of things. The
pedals
are very different than any other car.
If you get it started, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, really. That's true. Hey, what do you got going on at Cecil & Sons? Got some deals this
week? We do. We have some deals going on right now for June. We're kicking off some promotions Monday that you can see on our website. In fact, you go to our website right now, I almost lost track. There's so many tire rebate promotions going on right now. We've got, looks like six or eight different ones. There's a Goodyear one, a Firestone, Continental, Yokohama. I think Cooper's getting ready to start one Monday. So we've got lots of stuff going on. You can call us, come by, or, of course, check out CecilandSons.com.
All right.
I forget to ask every week. How long should you leave trailer tires on?
It's funny you bring that up. We have been doing trailer tires like mad this last week. And because it's sort of like the battery thing that we talked about earlier, you just don't think about it because you're not using it every day necessarily. I mean, a car hauler might, you know, if you're going to shows, or a bass fisherman might check his boat because he's, you know, in competition, he can't afford to be down. But a lot of people get out the trailer once, twice a summer or something, and with Memorial Day, you know, a lot of people got their trailer out for the first time in a year. Maybe they didn't even look at the tires. But 4 or 5 years, you really want to start watching them. Now, of course, a lot of things can affect them. If you have it covered, you have the wood or something up next to the tire to block the sun, you know, of course, that helps.
Can you stretch that out a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Now, trailer tires are a different tire. They're not like just regular tires on cars,
that's true. The composition is a little different. A lot of them are reinforced, but that's mostly for the weight and the pivoting and such that you do with the trailer. It's not so much going to extend the life, so just want to watch it. But the problem with trailers, of course, they just sit all the time in one spot. So,
and what are they, 10 ply or 6, 8 ply?
It depends on the size, but most of the ones we sell are 6, 8, and 10 ply.
I think mine
of course,
made.
For the heavy-duty trailers, we've got 12, 14 ply, even 16 ply. So
wow.
You know, I put real trailer tires on it. I've had it for years, and it was amazing how much better it towed.
Yeah.
I bet it would make a difference.
It does.
Yeah it's balanced. Now, on the trailers, now this is we're talking about not only boat trailers. A lot of people are getting those out probably for the first time, heading to the lake with the warmer weather. But if you have trailers that haul lawnmower equipment or just some of your things that you just haul around occasionally, that's what we're talking about. These kind of, even the small little trailers, they've got all different sizes. Once again, if you leave it set for months or even years in some cases, you need to get those checked out.
Very true. Yeah, a lot of people just hook up to it and go and never look at the tires. And if they're underinflated, you know, you may get halfway to where you're wanting to go and have one pop on you or something because you didn't know that over the winter, you know, and even the spring while it was sitting, it lost half the air.
Yeah, got to get those checked out. There's some more vintage cars going by. Tom, what's that last one? What is that?
I don't know. It's a 40s.
It looks like from the 40s, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a 40-something. I'm not exactly. I didn't even look and see.
Probably.
Was it
46?
Yeah, I bet you're pretty close.
Is that a Chevy or?
That's a Ford.
That's a Ford.
Ford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the 67 Chevelle that went by.
They look like gangster cars, you know.
Yeah.
If you've seen those movies with the gangsters, you know.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, a lot of those are on there.
Yeah.
Now, this guy has got a Beetle Bug with tires that are bigger than the car.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Look at that. When people come in, they say, I want some great big tires that'll stick out a foot beyond the fender and are huge and everything. Do you try to talk people out of doing that sometimes?
Well, sometimes you got to remember, Denver, the customer's always right.
That's true.
And then rule number two is refer to number one.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, I mean, for shows like this, I can see that's great. But if you're out on the road or going somewhere, that's not really what you want to have on your car, is it?
Did the Volkswagen thing and the dune buggy, did they go away or are they still around?
No, I'm wanting to build a dune buggy right now.
Yeah,
beach buggy, the Mannix dune buggy, the fiberglass ones.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to build one of them right now.
We still got Little Sahara. I mean, it wasn't a month ago we were traveling, and we saw a bunch of people headed out there.
Every week.
Sand like you've never seen.
Oh, yeah. I hear about that all the time. We're coming to you live from the 29th annual Route 66 Blowout. This has been a fun thing that we've had for years over in Sepulpa on Route 66. It's if you come in from Tulsa, just take the old Route 66, the second highway, not the
not the. I can't remember the numbers.
Don't go on the turnpike. Just take the left there, the old Route 66 route, and head into Sepulpa, and it turns right into Dewey Street, and that's where you can find a place to park and walk around and just kind of ooh and ah and bring your camera and look at all these pictures and look at all the cars for real.
Take a ride on the second line.
Yes, it is. A lot of memories down here, as a matter of fact.
Got a nice Charger.
Got another four-pack of tickets to the Lake Auto Auction. What a giveaway right now. This is coming up June 7th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo. And it's always great to talk to Richard Seven Oaks and some of the gang at this. They have some incredible vintage vehicles at that thing every
year. That is a different world out there.
Oh, man.
I go out there and watch. That's way out of my league. Tom might be able to.
Used to send out a little magazine. I used to get that, and I don't know if they still do or they just dropped me off the list. But it was fun just to look through that and go, ooh, I wish I had one of those. Or I used to have one of those. You know, they got a lot of those out there. So if you'd like to go to the Lake Auto Auction, I got a four-pack of tickets for caller number 7 right now at 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764. It is 7:46. The sun is up, of course. 82 degrees now in Tulsa. Oh, there's a hot rod.
Yeah, that's another model. That's a Model T.
A Model T that they have converted and obviously fixed up. And that was real popular for a long time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It still is very popular. Take an old Model T and chop it up and put a big Chevrolet motor in it.
That belongs to Gene.
It's
Gene's.
Right on his tag. That's Gene's right. 27, Gene's matter of fact.
Well, I'll be darned. Good old Gene. I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah.
There he is.
Well, he's been driving around the country.
Apparently so. Gene's got that's what it says on his tag anyway. Fiat Chrysler is recalling 4.8 million vehicles in the U.S. because they could get stuck in cruise control. The company announced this last week that you shouldn't use cruise control till you get that checked out at a service center, have your car software updated. And they do say there's no reports of any accidents or injuries yet. Fiat Chrysler is urging customers with affected vehicles to avoid using cruise control till they visit a service center. Get that done. And some of the vehicles include the Chrysler 200, 300, Chrysler Pacifica, Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, and there's a whole string of them here. But anyway, you need to get that checked out.
That's not the one, Denver, that said one of the corrections was put it in park.
No, that one was.
That was last week.
That was last week's recall. I think this is a different one here.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming to you from, as I said, the annual Route 66 blowout. Let's go ahead and take a break right now as we come to you from Route 66. You are listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. We're back with Wheels here from 29th annual Route 66 blowout. Here comes another classic car. There's a Camaro going by. You can hear that sound going by. And by the way, if you've missed past Wheels shows, you can just download one of our podcasts. Go to the Wheels page at krmg.com. Tom got several text messages here at 95920. Someone says, I require at least a Class C CDL, and DOT is really cracking down on people that maybe have farm-tagged applications, any vehicle with a 10K trailer. A lot of those are being cracked down on now, and you got to have a lot of all the stuff up to snuff to help people put that together.
You betcha. There is some there's some liberties that they can take when they've got a farm tag, but there is a restriction on how far away you can be with your farm to take those liberties. And I'm not a guru on the farm tag deal, but, yes, they are. If you're misapplying the farm tag, they will fine you like crazy.
Yeah, well, any vehicle, really, I guess, over 10,000 pounds. Okay. Here's another text message. They've got an 05 Silverado with 200,000 miles. As preventative maintenance, should I replace the fuel pump and the EGR valve? These have not been replaced in its life.
Fuel pump, yes. The EGR valve, maybe not.
Yeah.
The Definitely fuel pump.
Fuel pump's going to get you one of these days, and it's probably easier to schedule that than have it a record schedule for you.
Sounds like a
one of the
plan.
Things about fuel pumps, Denver, almost every time they go out when you fill the tank up, it has
really?
To do with pressure in the tank. Yeah.
Well, and you were talking about the fuel pump is located in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And part of the being in the tank is the fuel actually acts as a coolant for the fuel pump.
Yeah.
And that's why you shouldn't run your tank completely dry, because then you don't have any coolant.
Well, and just don't think about driving down the road with an electric motor running in the fuel tank.
Yeah,
just get that out of your mind.
That is kind of scary sounding, isn't it? All right, we're going to be here all morning long at the Route 66 annual blowout here in Sepulpa. Oh, and by the way, I've got another four-pack of tickets to the Lake Auto Auction. If you want to go to that, it's coming up June 10th through the 7th through the 10th, rather, at the River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. If you want to go, be my 718-460-KRMG. A four-pack of tickets for you. We also have some hats here from Cecil & Sons, some great hats that we've already given away. And Lloyd's brought over some of his fancy PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit that really, really works. And, Brian, you guys at Cecil & Sons use that all the time and sell the product, too.
Yes, we do. And some people just are in awe. When we back out the car and they see their headlights, they go, oh, wow. And then they come back a couple days later. You won't believe last night when I was driving how much brighter it is.
Yeah, you see a lot more light. It's a safety thing as well as looking good. And I bet some of these older headlamps around here might use a little PC-41.
If they're plastic, it'll help. Yeah. The glass never needs it.
Yeah, the glass ones on some of these older cars, they look crystal clear. They're fine. But it's the plastic lens that goes over the actual headlamp. And you take a look at yours.
Well, you know, you make me think of something. The ones that have the big lights that kind of curve over the top, those are the ones you want to get before they get damaged. It's very bad because they're really tough to clean.
Now, about PC 41 Plus on our webpage at Wheels, Wheels page, krng.com.
Yes.
You got a Facebook link there and videos how to use it. It's real simple to use. Once you kind of get the hang of it, it's
very
simple.
Well, we got that video that we flew that guy in. He's some famous person.
Yeah, high dollar talent.
Did the voiceover on that
narrated
video.
It, yes. Yeah. And, Tom, you guys do PC-41 as part of your regular fleet maintenance.
You betcha. When you're in for fleet service and you need your headlights tuned up, we take care of it.
I thought of your Sinpro oil the other day when I was putting some in my lawnmower. I did a little oil change and filter change in my lawnmower, and I thought, yeah, Sinpro oil, that's the stuff here.
We do it. We put it in lawnmowers. We put it in boats. So you know, one thing's like on an ATV, we have a little additive that we have to put in there if you got a wet clutch on an ATV, but because our stuff is so slick. And so we have an additive, a zinc additive we add for the clutch.
Yeah, you
clutch.
Think about Go, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you think about that, every time I'm in traffic, I think about his oil because you're sitting there, the underhood temperature is about 600, the motor's probably up in the 12,000
yes.
degrees. And just think about
wow.
that.
Wow, yeah. It's good stuff, and it lasts a long time. All right, all that information, once again, on our wheels page at krng.com. And we're going to continue hanging out here. We'll be checking in with you from time to time throughout the morning. Come on by and see our table. We're located here.
Oak and Dewey.
Oak and Dewey is where we are here. It's where the registration is for the car
yes.
registration. And come by and look at some of the cars. We'll give you some stuff here. We got PC41. We got hats from Cecil and Sons. And once again, if you need some great deals on tires, someone was asking, where do I get those tires you were talking about? Get them at Cecil and Sons.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything you need, they've got it right there. All right, the news is coming up next on KRMG.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.